is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The death toll continues to rise following the surprise attack on Israel by Hamas militants. Hundreds are dead. The number of injured is said to be well over 1,000. It is now the middle of the night there, and the fighting hasn't stopped. President Biden spoke this afternoon addressing the escalating situation and reiterated where the U.S. stands.
Orchestrated by a terrorist organization, Hamas. In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
Hamas says the initial attack was in response to Israeli raids on a mosque and increasing settler violence. The U.S. cannot say definitively whether Iran played a direct role in the attack on Israel, but Stephen Simon with the Quincy Institute says
the arms used by Hamas in its offensive against Israel have come from Iran. Israelis might be tempted to think that it would be a good idea to show Iran that Israel will just not